Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Jesus says in Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31, Are not two sparrows sold for a copper, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. How should we look at human life? God wants us to recognize and honor life. Oh, what is Jesus saying? First point, God is the source of all life. Verse 29. Life has been placed on the earth. The earth is unique in the universe, just far enough and not too far from the sun. A pleasant place, an adequate place. Mankind's requirements for life fit into the creation of the earth. Our own creation is very special. Human life is in the image of God. God created man in his image. In the divine image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. Human life is different from other types of life because human beings are made in the very image of God. Not even original sin can destroy the image of God in human beings. With the tongue we confess the Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who are made in the image of God. This ought not to be so, brothers. James 3, 9 and 10. We are called into being to be human by our loving Heavenly Father. We really reflect an eternal God who knew us from before we were made and purposely called us into being. God cares for us even in our sinful state. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? With glory and honor you crowned him, giving him power over the works of your hands. Psalms 8, verses 5 through 7. There can be no question that God is in control of life, including human life. Psalm 145 tells us, Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, God, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. Jesus affirms God's graciousness in giving life to us, even in this little section of Matthew, today's lesson. Matthew 29, Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? Our problem is that we have all denied the specialness of God's creation. We hate people when God's word tells us that God loves them. We see people shot, poisoned, tortured, and sometimes we wish the same thing on our enemies and those who are separated from us. The point here is that life is special, but human life is sacred because of how we are put together. Well, again, what is Jesus saying? Second point, God has a holy plan for our life. Verse 30. God views people from an eternal standpoint, independent of physical age. Think before conception. In the case of John the Baptist, God was planning for Zechariah's family even before John was conceived. Think each of us. 1 Peter talks about Christ's concern for us even before the creation of the universe. Think after conception, but before birth. God knows the preborn child. You knit me in my father's womb, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret. Psalm 139. God also helps and calls the preborn child. You have been my guide since I was first formed. From my mother's womb, you are my God. Psalm 22. God, from my mother's womb, had set me apart and called me through his grace. St. Paul to the Galatians in verse 1:15. Think, at birth, in childhood, in adulthood, in old age, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. The elders, you younger people, all of you, be submissive to one another and humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 4. Jesus tells us, Matthew 10:30, but the very hairs of your head are numbered. The worth and holiness of God's human creation is indeed great. Life, all life, the life of little kids, the life of the unborn, the life of the infirm, the life of the aged, all have value and uniqueness to our God. Our godly purpose is to worship and glorify God. Our godly purpose is to care for our Heavenly Father's creation. Our godly purpose is to care for one another as our Savior Jesus Christ outlined for us. Our godly purpose is to love God and love one another. The purpose, or the point? God has high expectations of human life. God made us to be holy. He sent His only begotten Son to model or show us holy living, relating to the Father. There is no human life that is not sacred and holy, whether that life is only a gleam in a spouse's eye, a fertilized egg yet to divide, a fetus yet to be recognized as a child, or a baby about to be born, or even one of us that we recognize as a fellow human being. Well, again we ask, what is Jesus saying? The third point. God calls on us to value the life He has designed. Verse 31. God condemns and forbids the killing of the innocent. The Bible clearly says, thou shalt not kill. Exodus 20:13, Deuteronomy 5:17. It's not just Old Testament. Jesus says it in Matthew 19:18. God denies unrepentant murderers access to the kingdom of heaven. Revelation 22:15. There are no age exceptions permitting murder. The killing of children is especially condemned by God through the prophets. In the land God gave His people to occupy, foreign nations had the custom of sacrificing some of their children in fire. God told His people that they were not to share in this sin, and He held them accountable. It would affect their country. Psalm 106:37-38. They mingled with the nations, talking about Israel, and learned their works. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons, and they shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, desecrating the land with bloodshed. The sin of child sacrifice, in fact, is mentioned as one of the major reasons that the kingdom of Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians and the people taken into exile. 2 Kings 17:17-18. They mutilated their sons and daughters by fire till the Lord, in His great anger against Israel, put them away out of His sight. The killing of the aged is just like unto this. Remember when Cain killed Abel because he felt that Abel had a special place with God? What was God's response? It had nothing to do with specialness of relationship and everything to do with human life. God does not like murder. He does not like us taking what He has created. Human life is holy, whether it is unborn, youthful, adult, or aged. God rejects our attempts to clean murder up and make it acceptable. The people of Israel and Judah made infanticide a religious ritual. Not even for religious freedom can the killing of children be tolerated. You can't rename murder and somehow expect God not to recognize that His commandment has been broken. God commands us to honor human life. The Bible teaches that God is a God of justice. An act of justice is an act of intervention for the helpless, an act of defense for those who are too weak to defend themselves. In foretelling the Messiah, Psalm 72, we hear these words, justice shall flower in His days, for He shall rescue the poor man when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. If God does justice for His people, He expects His people to do justice for one another. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Luke 6:36. Go and do likewise. Luke 10:37. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7:12. Love one another. John 15:17. Abortion or euthanasia is contrary to Scripture's teaching. It is a reversal of justice. It is a destruction of the helpless rather than a rescue of them. Jesus cared for the poor. He cared for the despised and those whom the rest of society considered insignificant and expendable. He broke down the barriers that separated people. He reached out. Jesus reached out to children despite the efforts of the apostles to keep them away in Matthew 19:13-15. Jesus reached out to tax collectors and sinners despite the objections of the scribes, Mark 2:16. Jesus reached out to the blind despite the warnings of the crowd, Matthew 20:29-34. Jesus reached out to a foreign woman despite the utter surprise of the disciples and of the woman herself, John 4. Jesus reached out to the Gentiles despite the anger of the Jews, Matthew 21:41-46. Jesus reached out to the lepers despite their isolation from the rest of society, Luke 17:11-19. Jesus refused to make distinctions between people. Scripture declares there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is not male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:28. Jesus clearly loved and valued all people. God loved us and put his love into action in his design of all things, including us. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And his design was a good design, and we are very special in our Heavenly Father's sight. Psalm 8:5. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Jesus tells us this great truth about God's tender loving care. Matthew 10:31. You are of more value than many sparrows, all those things that God cares for minute by minute and hour by hour. We need to rightly value God's creation. The people in Isaiah's day gave religion lip service, but God was not honored in their lives. Hear what God says. Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your festivals I detest. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrongs. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Isaiah 1:13-17. Isn't God saying, stop the murder of the helpless? The point here is this. God wants us to honor his creation. God does not want us to fail to value life. We are to be just and righteous, even as our Heavenly Father is just and honorable. How valuable we are. Our age and birth condition make no value difference to our Father. God sent our Savior Jesus to die for human sin. That includes the sin of the unborn, the ones that God's Word says were conceived in sin. The cross, the resurrection, and his preparation in heaven for our future all are based on God's value of each of us. The Bible tells us to change what we value. We must turn from our old sinful way of seeing things and turn to Jesus. As Lutherans, we value confession. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is merciful and just and will forgive us our sins and bring us into his righteousness. You and I can tell the Lord where we are at and that we want his change in our life. The Lord Jesus will take away the sin in our life that clouds God's truth. Jesus himself will provide the leadership we need to receive an understanding of God's value system and provide the life that will lead to our home with him. God cares for you and me.
Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.